Breitbart News is hosting a policy event with FCC Chairman Brendan Carr. By Bradley J. on February 26, 2026. Breitbart News is hosting a policy event in March with Federal Communications Commission, FCC, Chairman Brendan Carr, who is leading the charge in enforcing President Donald Trump's reform agenda at the regulatory agency. The event, a discussion with Chairman Carr and Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle, is taking place on Tuesday morning, March 10, 2026, in Washington, D.C. Breitbart News is partnering with CGCN and the Alpha Institute to host the event. Carr has garnered praise from free speech advocates, big tech skeptics, and many other conservative coalitions for his work restoring integrity to the FCC and ensuring that media corporations understand that the commission will enforce the laws on the books. Chairman Brendan Carr has revolutionized the FCC during his time as chairman with a very simple formula: enforce the laws and the rules as they are, even when legacy and establishment media goons are in the wrong. What a novel concept, holding the left and the globalist elite to their own standards, Boyle said. When even some fake conservatives are committing themselves to defending certain television personalities who clearly violated federal rules, Carr is boldly holding those violators accountable. That fearlessness is so refreshing and part of why this event will be truly special, he added. CGCN's Sam Gadoldish praised Carr as well and touted Breitbart's policy discussions as the premier forum where DC power players pull back the curtain on Trump's Washington. We're proud to welcome Chairman Brendan Carr to our speaker series with Breitbart News, he said. In a city full of rehearsed panels and background chatter, this series has become a place for real, unscripted policy conversation, which is why serious leaders keep saying yes. Carr's restoration of the rule of law has already forced media companies to self-enforce laws they once flaunted. This month, CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert did not air a filmed interview with Texas Democrat Senate candidate James Tallarico after the network warned the show that it must follow rules to allow equal time to other candidates for the same office. Host Stephen Colbert refused to offer a platform to Tallarico's Democrat primary opponent Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, choosing instead against airing Tallarico's interview, although he falsely blamed CBS for pulling the interview. Just days later, Carr proved he meant business, threatening enforcement action against ABC's The View after the notorious left-leaning propaganda show aired an interview with Tallarico despite FCC warnings. Carr was first nominated by Trump to join the FCC in 2017, where he quickly established himself as a skilled regulator and communicator. Just days after his 2024 election, Trump announced he would nominate then-Commissioner Carr to serve as chairman, hailing Carr as a warrior for free speech and a man who fought against the regulatory lawfare that has stifled Americans' freedoms and held back our economy. He will end the regulatory onslaught that has been crippling America's job creators and innovators, and ensure that the FCC delivers for rural America, Trump added. While at the FCC, Carr developed a reputation for being tough on the Chinese Communist Party, supporting bills and measures to ban the Chinese-owned TikTok due to concerns that it poses both a surveillance and cultural risk to the United States. If TikTok was simply a platform where people could speak their mind, get all sort of content, that'd be one thing, Carr told Breitbart News in March 2024. But because TikTok has engaged in espionage, it has admitted that it was spying on journalists in the U.S. that were writing negative stories about TikTok. They are in a situation where the First Amendment does not require the government to allow the national security risk to persist. This will be Breitbart's second policy event of 2026 following the event earlier this month with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Breitbart held similar events in 2025 with Vice President J.D. Vance, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.